tuned. We'll be back for more LEGO Flipping Knowledge Bombs.
Hey LEGO fans, Jeremy here from Brick Finds and Flips. Did you know that there are lighting kits that are 100% compatible with your LEGO sets? You can buy LED lighting kits from lightingailing.com to light up your existing LEGO sets. Light up popular creator sets like the LEGO Home Alone or the Gingerbread House. They even have kits for some of the Star Wars sets. The design team over at lightingailing.com has been kind enough to offer a special deal for listeners here. You get a 15% off discount on your next order. Head over to brickflips.com/lights, grab a light kit for your favorite LEGO set, and enter in the discount code BRICKFLIPS15. Again, to get your 15% off discount, head over to brickflips.com/lights, add a lighting kit to your cart, and then enter the discount code of BRICKFLIPS15. Now back to the show.
Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flips Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where LEGO investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, LEGO Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the LEGO investing ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. You know, today's show is it's a series that I'm going to start doing that's going to give you guys some business tips on reselling LEGO. I love to just talk about everything about buying LEGO and, you know, what sets are retiring, you know, what is the best picks to have, but really the kind of the unsexy stuff, if you want to use that word, in reselling LEGO is actually selling it. I mean, is actually cashing in on your return on investment. And that really takes a lot of different moving parts. So I really wanted to start a series that kind of focused on just one topic. And, you know, these are really going to be something that's, it may be timely. So, but this, I also want to make some of it, you know, evergreen as far as, you know, you can get these tips any time of the year. So it's not just limited to just, you know, when you're doing it, but these are things that you want to consider. So if you're watching this and it does seem like it may be a certain part of the year, these series are meant to just kind of help you to dive into those little aspects of your business. But before we get started, if you could, we do have a giveaway that we're doing. We're giving away a prize of $125 worth of Legos and gift cards, and all of the details will be down there. But if you want to go check out the video, there's a video up there that shows you everything that you want. You can also go to my website at brickflips.com/giveaway to go enter in there. Well, now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, guys, we're going to talk about you know, this is what I like to call is closing the deal. You have presented your product to somebody, whether it be somebody that you're selling to on eBay or, you know, some other store. Maybe you also have, you know, you do merchant fulfilled on Amazon, or even if you do FBA on Amazon as well, which is the fulfillment by Amazon where you send in your products to Amazon, or you might be a Walmart seller. You know, there's different marketplaces, Mercari and all those other ones that you have. So this really isn't for if you're just selling locally, if you're just starting out, but you're thinking about doing, you still might want to stick around for this video. Because one of the challenges that we have with as being a reseller, LEGO being a very collectible item, being a very gift item, so shipping your products is always something that is going to, that you're going to want to be concerned about. And you want to make sure that the product gets there to the customer in the best condition, or the condition that you presented it to them, because that means that you'll have a much more happy and satisfied customer. When you're using a service such as the post office, or, you know, whatever post you have in your country, there are going to be some different things that are going to be out of your control. One of the things that is really out of our control is the holiday season. Because of the nature of a lot of different products coming through the mail, through the post office, UPS, FedEx, all the different mail carriers around the world, the volumes increase as the holiday season start to peak. So what that means is that the prices of sending everything does go up, as well as the times for it to make it in transit do go up as well. And also, there's a possibility of things getting damaged, lost, delayed. There's always that possibility that you have during this time of year. It's just a volume game, and with everything that's been going on around the world this time of year, there's all these different challenges and things that as a seller, we're going to have to be aware of, so our customers, when they if they do encounter any problems with your customer, you're able to explain things and investigate things and just make them aware of the issue. Now, fortunately, in this time, there's a lot of news out there about, the different delays and everything that's going on. So the good news is that your customers or your customers to be have already heard this, and it's actually being broadcast, which is actually a good thing for us. I think it's really going to help us out as far as if the problems do arise, we have something that we can at least, just mention and, just let them know if they haven't heard. I mean, really, if they haven't heard about all these delays in the past year or two, then I'd be really surprised. But either way, it's something that you want to be aware of. And the reason is that you have to make sure that you have certain dates that you want to keep in mind. So if as it gets closer to the holidays, you have to make sure that you're not over-promising a customer that they're going to get some gift before a certain date in there. So you have to make sure that you're aware of these dates and that you're planning accordingly for that. Now, if it's on your eBay, account, and you can offer all these other services that does, a little bit faster shipping and whatnot and everything on there, but you want to make sure that you have that in your listing that those things are clear in there. But as you can see, I mean, the post office is they're slowing things down here in the United States. I don't know how it is in some of the other countries. I'm sure there's some challenges with other countries as far as their mail delivery. That's normal anyways, regardless of what's going on, but it really does affect that aspect of reselling. You have to really be aware of this stuff. I mean, there's going to be some delays on a few things. Last year in the United States in 2020, there were significant delays of US Postal Service that it was astronomically really just a big bog down. Now, I don't know if that's going to continue this year in 2021, but I'm planning for it myself as a business, and I am making my customers aware of that. Now, you can put things in your listing. If you have an eBay account, you can put, shipping delays, and we can't promise guarantee if you order it after this date. I mean, you can certainly do those things, and some things are out of your control. So you can have that displayed in there, but chances are most customers are not going to read all that stuff. But it's still a good idea to have something in there. If you're proactive with your customers and say you send out notices, you can just say, there could be potential delays around this time of year. Most people really understand that. But I would have something in place that at least if somebody is asking about something and it is part of a delay, you have at least some kind of wording or some kind of strategy that you can get on top of that. Because as the volumes start picking up, if you're shipping a lot of the products yourself, then you're going to have to be the customer service person in there if you are the only one in your business doing kind of everything. So you have to be aware of those things. So anything that you can do to be proactive and to kind of dial things down so you're not writing the same email over and over again. That's something that you can do. So just be aware of that. And also maybe it's also a good time where in the United States, the first class might be good for a lot of different products, but I would also add in another service in there for priority service so that you can at least give the customers that option to have a little bit faster delivery. And a lot of people are actually making those choices. Also, the other thing is too, is if you are an Amazon FBA seller, you also have to be aware of the changes that Amazon has made over the past year as far as, storage of your products in there, how much you can send in. That's going to vary for each seller, but also the transit time and also the check-in time for Amazon, because Amazon fulfillment check-in sometimes can be a long time, long period of time, depending on which warehouse that you are sending your Lego or your other products into. So just be aware of that. You need to have a buffer of time if you're still sending in product, and I always send in product. I don't stop. There's no I'm not going to stop selling it because a lot of stuff will sell in January and February. But I have to be aware of if there's some timely products that I know I want to get in there before that week, right around Black Friday. This is really the time you should do it. I mean, if you don't have stuff sending in this week, then it may not be on the shelf on Amazon for it to be available, because they'll take in the products and they'll move things around. So just be aware of that for Amazon as well. That's all part of the shipping and receiving and processing piece of it. But really, just kind of getting back to, if you're a just a regular eBay seller, or you sell on Mercari or all those other sites that you may sell on online other than Amazon, just be aware of all those different changes and challenges that you have with shipping. But also too, the holiday deadlines are out. I'll put the link to this article in here, and this is really something that you want to be aware of. Each and every year, they have these certain deadlines that they publish out there. I'm not going to go through each one in here, but just be aware they are. They do have some deadlines, and basically these are just deadlines where if you want to get a particular service that they have, where they have some sort of guarantee, they give you the dates of when they need to have it in by. So that's also something that you can be aware of. I usually have this printed out. And it's kind of near where I do listings and things that I might have on eBay. And then I'll make sure that I change it appropriately. Sometimes I even take off, some of the first class stuff, and I switch it over to just priority. And I do that for my Amazon merchant fulfilled account as well, around the kind of the cutoff time of some things. And yeah, could that cost me some sales? Yeah, absolutely it does. I don't really care, because I've had that's when I seem to have some problems, when somebody says they should have got it before, Christmas time or whatever, and they didn't get it because it was a day late. Because these things happen around this time of year, the volume, and we have no control of some of these things. Then they get all mad, and they end up returning it. Now, it happens sometimes. It's not a huge problem, but I just do that anyways, because I take a couple of days off, or I might even shut down for a day or two, my stores, just because I just don't want to deal with that headache. And I think it's just not really worth maybe an extra $1,000. It's just not really worth it for me. But for you, it might be. But it's really a good idea to have these dates in mind. So if you're offering these type of services, and they have these for each country. So if you're in a different country, look up the times of your postal service that you have there, and just find out what their deadlines are, their cutoffs of the different services. And then make sure you adjust your stores appropriately, whether you're selling on Amazon, eBay, or wherever else you're selling, to make sure that people understand that. And even when I do are getting close to that, I try to say, hopefully this will be there. I don't have any control. Always have a tracking service number available for them, so that way they can track it. So it's not just your word against theirs that you sent it out. They can actually see that. So really, that's something that I would minimally, all my stuff that I send out has tracking numbers. And most of the carriers, they all provide that. And it's usually kind of in the baked in the cost of the shipping at that time. So just be aware of that. That's why I like to do everything online, because I just do everything online. I print out my labels, through my label printer, and slap it right on. And it's my mailman or UPS or FedEx, they all come, to my place and pick everything up. So it's just one of those things that I have streamlined for that. Now, if you're just starting out, just be aware of that. You might have to go down to the post office, but you can still request to have those services pick you up if you want. Just check with each carrier to see what they do require for that. So that really kind of gets you into the other piece of the shipping, which is really just kind of figuring out what the cost is going to be. Now, every year the cost seems to go up. They raise the rates even just for this time of year, because they know that it's going to be more volume, so they're taking advantage of that and making some more money. But really, they're going to raise their prices around a certain time each year, and this is usually when it is. Sometimes they stick around for, that's the normal price. They do go up every year. Sometimes they adjust it for the season, which they do sometimes, and sometimes they just do both. Really, knowing what your actual price is for your package, obviously some products, the like smaller products, smaller boxes, they're not going to be really heavy, so you can put it in a box. You might even be able to send it first class. But if you got the big, the big Lego boxes that are much bigger, you want to know the size box that you're going to be placing everything into. So I would say, what I do myself is I have a slew of boxes. I save a lot of boxes and I just make them smaller in my little warehouse space. But I also have just regular boxes that I have ready to go. They're kind of like a few different sizes that they'll match up with some of the Lego boxes that I'd be selling. And a lot of times, it's really just, kind of figuring out what that is. And then what you want to do is kind of figure out what the weight of it's going to be. Anything you can do to reduce the size of the box and then the weight, so not packing a lot of stuff in there to bring up the weight, is really going to help you out. But I would suggest is looking at these calculators right here. This one right here, Pirate Ship, is I do use them for some of my shipping. Most of my shipping is done through Amazon shipping and eBay if I do any kind of retrofilled stuff. But sometimes I use Pirate Ship. They do have some commercial pricing rates. This is actually a good indicator because this is kind of roughly around the same price that you might get for eBay or with Amazon Merchant Fulfilled. So if you want to get an idea of what the shipping costs would be, I'd say to go to here. You can sign up for an account with them. Pretty simple. I don't think they charge any kind of hidden cost or anything like that. But most of the time you can just go through Amazon or you can go through eBay. They have the same, pretty much the same prices in there for some things. Sometimes Amazon will cut you off for the dates. So that's why I come over here sometimes and you can still get it delivered in the right amount of time. But just be aware of the pricing of everything and just the cost of, what it costs to ship everything. Make sure you're adding that into your actual listing. Make sure that you're adding all those costs in there because you don't want to eat that cost. That you want to make sure that you can at least maybe have the customer pay for a portion of that. Or if you do free shipping, at least you can factor the shipping in there. And just figure it out. When I would always suggest is to figure out if you're in, like, I'm in the East Coast. So I think I'm in zone one or something like that. And then zone five is out in the West Coast. I would see what the price costs for shipping it from zone one to zone five. So I can kind of get a baseline of like the most it's going to cost is this. And then maybe I'll do one that's fairly close and kind of see where it is right there. So you have an idea of the range that it would be in. There's also calculated shipping that you can use as well in there for eBay. And like I said, the same thing, you can do that if you set up on Amazon Merchant Fulfilled. You can set up in there. They have different rates that you can. So I really just err on the side of being conservative about things. And don't be afraid to, when you get really inundated, to you can put your store on pause, even if it's for a day, to catch up, because it can be really a lot of huge volume of packages that you're doing it for yourself. Fortunately, I take advantage, full advantage of the Amazon FBA program. So I'm sending in a lot of product in there. There's only so much that they let me send in. So I still have a lot of products that I intend to sell Merchant Fulfilled, and I'm doing everything I can before the peak season comes to prepare for that and have everything in row. So I have all my shipping center all ready to go. It's very streamlined. I'm able to send out about 150 products a day in my what I can do currently. They're Some days it could be a little bit less, some days it could be more, but that's kind of where I know I can, my sweet spot is if I have to do that on my own. And I'm not afraid to just, hit the button and say, I can't ship anymore because, there's only so much you can do. But this is the time of year where you want to take advantage of it. I don't do this full year. I don't like to ship things myself, and I don't want to also leave any money on the table by not allowing myself. And it actually works out to be worth my time. What I base my time on and my value and my time during that time of year. And it's really only seasonally, so it's not something I'm doing full time all year. For me, it works out, but for you it might not. So you take a look at your own business model, how many sets that you have, and just how many things that you want. Hopefully that's helped you guys out. If you do have any questions, please drop it in the comments below. I'd love to see what I can do to help you out. If you could. And we also have, like I said, of our giveaway, it's a $125 Lego giveaway. So don't forget to enter that. Well, I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.